We say a foot and a half square. It run up about 6 feet high to high the top of the house.
Built out of plank.
And there was a little stick about this long there from one them piece to the other. And grass and mud thrown on that. But I mean,
four posts or four two by fours
from the top of the chimney, on top of the rock, going up. And so they'd cut off a piece about something like a foot and a half long, run from one piece to the other. And then these new crabgrass out of the field, do that nearly in the summer and fall when the crabs are. And somebody dig a hole about so big in the ground and get that clay, water and clay and grass all mixed together, call them a cattail, get very muddy and nasty and big one, as long as your arm, as long as that crabgrass was. Lay it across this one and across that one, get that all covered, then lay another stick up.
And going to keep top. That wood from catching the fire.
I see. In other words, it was sort of a mat.
Yeah, it had more or less like that, yeah.
Like this, and the mud, then the crabgrass would hold the mud together.
That's right, there you are, that's right.
And the mud would bake and protect the wood.
Become hard as a brick.
Just like a dirt garbage nest.
For a three...
Here comes floods and rains.
Big rain, another big rain. Had to wash out all often about a year
and
or 2 years.
Get up there and redo that.
And patch it, I see. It on the outside.
Both sides. Just take that old grass out and put in new grass.
I see. In other words, you could. They were in squares. Take it out.
That's right.
Had them
four posts. It's like seed time, there.
Two here and two over there. Made a little box out there. Yes, I remember. And then tack strips of wood across this, leave little cracks, and then fill in them cracks with that wood.
Yeah. I see. So when it came to fix it, you just pulled that out, square.
Yeah, put you some more in. And many times, everybody would go somewhere else. We'd done that. I remember when we had them. Everybody would go around and look up chimneys, see chimneys fall.
Sometimes
the wood would catch fire, and you didn't know it, and houses burned.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why we live miserable, I remember, I know my man did.
Well,
and the thing is, they did.
What's impressive about this is that you used your imagination and you used what you had around. That's interesting. Mr. Powers, you said this wasn't exactly a cattail. What did you mean?
We call that name. Them old, a long piece of hair was like a long tail of a cat. They call them cat tails. They call it, I don't know, cat tail chimney.
I see.
Them gray, long piece of crabgrass.
Big yarn or bigger.
Mud and grass all together. Just looked like a string of mud, like old water, but hang together that grass.
When it got dry, it's hard as moss.
So it would be in, you sort of would make boxes about a foot. Square?
Foot and a half.
Square.
But there'd be little cracks
in
there.
It was not exactly a box. It was up that way, but about every foot, long as them 8 inch, would be another plank laid across, or another stick. If it was solid, it would be a box, but it was from one split to another, would be. And they got a big one had shoulders, but it's hard to cut.
That's about 8 inches in thick and about a foot and a half high, is that?
I guess we're 2 feet high.
Oh, them there. Chimney, Herbert had to run above.
They were sometimes 6 feet.
Sometimes it's 8 and 10 feet. You're throwing
how
high and
half foot. But I mean these squares that you put in would be about a foot and a half high.
Where you put the cattail?
Yes.
No, it wouldn't be that much. It'd be little strips nailed from like sticks of stone wood.
Oh.
You can't do that.